Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Now, Johan Ackermann has turned to the Springboks Mobi unit in an effort to get the Vodacom Bulls back on track. Now, the Bulls made a significant shakeup to their coaching team on Tuesday following their 5 consecutive defeats, with assistant coaches Andries Becker for the forwards and Chris Rousseau for the backs both sacked. Paul Boys High Director of Rugby, Neil Debrain, who previously worked with Ackermann in Japan, will replace Rousseau, while Ackermann himself will take direct responsibility for the forwards. In addition, the Bulls will now make use of Dwayne Vermeulen's services. The Mobi unit is a high-performance think tank of top rugby coaches established by SA Rugby. The Bulls have yet to make an official announcement regarding the reported coaching changes. Now, in URC action from yesterday, you may have missed Munster failed to leapfrog the Stormers on the URC log after losing at home to Leinster. Now, a win at Thomond Park would have taken Munster to the summit, but they were edged 13-8 by their arch rivals. Meanwhile, South African winger Kyle Steyn marked his 100th appearance for the Glasgow Warriors with a victory over Edinburgh. Having won last week's Scottish Derby 24-12, coach Franco Smith's side followed up with a 21-3 win to retain the 1872 Cup. Other results saw Ulster overcome Connacht 29-24 and Benetton thrashed Zebre Palmer 37-23. In cricket, a relieved Ben Stokes hailed his team's courage and bravery after they finally won a test in Australia, calling it really special. They were not only coming off 3 defeats, but heavy scrutiny over their preparation for the tour.
Amazing feeling. 10 runs has never felt so far away when I got out. I didn't want to come back into the dressing room and watch the TV on the delay. So awesome feeling. Been on a couple tours before where it's, you know, not gone too well. So to end up on the right side of the result after a long period of time is a pretty special feeling.
Former skipper Joe Root was equally relieved to finally get a win on Australian soil, but